I'm Steve-O. It's the 9th of March. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Council has received a backlash after saying the funeral of Captain Tom will generate more sales for Bedford Crematorium. The tasteless remark came during a council meeting last Thursday from Paul Pace, the council's chief environment officer. He said the funeral has been really good publicity for the council and hopefully we can get some sales through that. The council meeting was told the funeral was beamed to over 100 countries around the world. In response to his comments, one upset resident said, "They make it sound like booking a venue for a wedding or a party." And another added, "I'm not sure that this is an appropriate way to discuss somebody's final journey. We've contacted the crematorium for comment." Bedford's Tidy Tip has failed to clearly justify why its controversial booking system may be here to stay. Conservative group leader, Councillor Graham Toombs, said, "Residents clearing the garage out on a sunny day would be put off going to the Tidy Tip when they had to wait a few weeks for their slots." Plans have been submitted to build 500 new homes and a primary school off Milton Road in Clapham. The plans put forward by developers LNQ Estates and Bedfordia Property proposed a mix of 1 to 5 bedroom houses and apartments on brownfield land. The 24-hectare site will also include children's play area and pedestrian routes with a large amount of open space and agricultural land. 21 new businesses started in Bedford Town Centre over the last year. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.